Talk to me, no matter what you feel, it'll all be all right. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, the first podcast of 2023, January 2023, actually January 2nd, 2023, the official celebration of the New Year's Day holiday. This podcast is sponsored and brought to you by Danny and the Corporate Ladder, a novel available in February 2023. Sometimes you meet someone who's just amazing and you think, there's no way that person can really be that good. And you talk to them and you realize over time, they really are that good. They really are that nice of a person. Danny and the Corporate Ladder, soon available in the store near you. So I'm kind of geeking out on 3D printing again. I haven't 3D printed for about 4 months, so I kind of have a backlog built up. And I've been jonesing to kind of get a bunch of stuff printed. And so I've been playing around with a different style of printing. The printer I'm using is the Anchormate M5. Great product. Highly recommended if you're looking for your first or an additional 3D printer. The Anchormate is a great product to add to your collection and your solution set. Just an amazing product to include. So as I'm looking at my list of things that I want to print, I'm kind of going through and doing a bunch of things. And they have a bunch of new available models that you can grab. And so I've been playing around with that quite a bit. I've printed three or four things at this point, maybe five. It works out well. The other technology project that I've been sharing a lot lately is my Squirrels versus Scott project. So far, the squirrels are winning and winning quite handily. Overall, the squirrels literally are getting more bird seed than the birds. And they're such sloppy eaters that the other day I noticed there's still birds coming to my bird feeder. They're just coming to the ground near the bird feeder because the squirrels are so sloppy, half the seed is down on the ground. So I gave up. I'm happy to take squirrel pictures. They get some pretty cute pictures of squirrels to share. So that is always a fun thing and kind of an enjoyable activity in the winter months to share pictures of birds and squirrels and such like that there. We've reached the height of the college basketball season, which is always fun for me. I enjoy watching college basketball. And it's also bowl season, so I've enjoyed watching a few bowls. I really am a fan of Big Ten football, and I try to root for the Big Ten, but I really can't root for either Michigan or Ohio State due to longstanding issues with both organizations and the fact that I just don't like getting beat 48-3. So couldn't root for those two, but did root for a bunch of other Big Ten teams in bowls. I watched Iowa just have a really dominant performance in their bowl game, winning 21-0. First Big Ten team with a shutout in a bowl since 1999, which I thought was amazingly incredible. It was a very good game and good to watch, Iowa take off and do such a good job. A couple of other things, I watched a couple of the other bowls. I watched a little bit of the Rose Bowl, kind of a tradition, ever since 1969, the first Rose Bowl I watched with the Indiana Hoosiers and the USC Trojans, even though O.J. Simpson ran rings around Indiana that day and USC won, still, it was good to get to the Rose Bowl and it was still good to be Big Ten champs. We don't often have a successful football team. So it is always fun when we do. The opportunity is there. It's great. So, I kind of enjoy that when it happens. The other thing I'm working on trying to clean up, this is podcast number 380. I was shocked by that when I looked on my podcast or Podbean this morning. I realized, wow, I've reached number 380. Amazing. Truly, truly amazing. To have that many podcasts in the last 10 years. As I, kind of transitioned, at one point I was doing two a month and then I moved to once a week. And, it's just kind of trying to keep that consistent flow of a podcast over 10 years. It's not easy. It's not the easiest thing. Anyway, a couple of other technology things that are kind of pending right now is, obviously still cleaning up the basement, still working on that, waiting for The kids are moving stuff out of the basement over the course of the next 4 weeks. So for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to kind of take a breather in the basement cleaning project, let them get their stuff out of the basement, kind of get more room for them to kind of go forward with what they need to do in order to be able to move out. Then, of course, there are a number of other projects that are coming that I'm looking forward to. I have two projects that are related to getting out of the house. You know, one is called Pack Motor. It's a dual engine system for a kayak designed, it's electric motors, designed to move the kayak a little faster than you can paddle it, but also designed to be controlled from your smart device, so you can control your kayak from your smart device. It's something that I'm looking forward to installing on the kayak here, you know, this spring, and testing it out, making sure it works well. The other thing is an organization called Buffalo Cart. They make a cart that can basically move about 200 to 300 pounds of weight over pretty much any uneven terrain. So you can literally have the Buffalo Cart follow you across a field, and the Buffalo Cart will bring your stuff. So when you think about like moving a kayak or moving things that you don't necessarily want to move and carry for a mile or 2 miles, you know, Buffalo Cart is a tool set that will do that. Gets up to 3 miles an hour, so you ultimately get the ability to move heavier items more effectively and efficiently. Pretty much it for me for technology. Doing the final edits on a new book that I've been working on. I have not written anything technical in a book form in a long time. I'm thinking about taking all my futurist columns and pulling them together and actually making them into a book. I've got about 60 futurist articles now, so I think at some point I might do that. It might be something interesting to consider, but that's a future state. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, and as always, thank you so much for